You're listening to the audio production of Seagrass Pier by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
1. The constriction around her neck lightened, and she tried to get her fingers under it to snatch a breath. She was losing consciousness. A large wave came over the bow of the boat, and the sea spray struck her in the face, reviving her struggle. She had to fight, or he would kill her. She could smell his cologne, something spicy and strong. His ring flashed in the moonlight, and she dug the fingers of her right hand into his red sweater. The pressure on her neck was unrelenting. She was going to die. Ellen Summerall bolted upright in the bed. Her heart pounded, and she touched her throat and found it smooth and unharmed. It was just that dream again. She was safe, right here in her own house on the outskirts of Virginia Beach, Virginia. Her slick skin glistened in the moonlight, streaming through the window. The incision over her breastbone pulsed with pain, and she grabbed some pills from the bedside and swallowed them. In and out. Concentrating on breathing helped ease both her pain and her panic. She pulled in a breath, sweetly laden with the scent of roses blooming outside her window, then lay back against the pillow. Her eyes drifted shut, then opened when she heard the tinkle of broken glass. Was it still the dream? Then the cool rush of air from the open window struck her face, and she heard a foot crunch on broken glass. She leaped from the bed and threw open her door. Her heart pounded in her throat. Was an intruder in the house? In her bare feet,